The Upkeep is brought to you by you. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/glhfmagic and becoming a member for any dollar amount. Thanks.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Upkeep for Monday, September 9th, 2019.
That's right. It's all the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
Wowza. Big news to kick off our show this week.
Yeah. There's so much been happening.
There's so much been happening.
Yeah. Previews are happening now.
Yes.
They
in
are
earnest.
Already out there on the internet. You can check out an article on Daily MTG for where to find all of those previews coming at you from different content creators across the web. Remember, when you're posting those to Reddit or retweeting them, to credit the content creators.
Absolutely.
Who got to preview that card, because it's a really big piece of what they get to do every time a new season or a new set comes around.
Yeah, and I like to try and tag the artist too if they have a Twitter.
Yeah.
To kind of give them some love as well.
So we know the three mechanics.
Yes, we do.
Adamant.
Okay, what's Adamant?
Adamant is about using the correct color of mana, or using a lot of the same color of mana to cast a spell.
Yes.
So if you use at least three blue to cast a spell, then maybe you'll get a bonus when it's on a blue card with Adamant on it.
Exactly.
Same with red, white, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So you can cast the card as you would with any color of mana normally, making sure you meet at least the color requirements of the casting cost. But as Megan said, if you cast it with three red or something like that, special bonus.
Yeah.
Which plays a lot into the hands of the news we're going to talk about in a minute of a set where we're going to be going next in Magic.
Yeah. There's also Adventure. Is it? The new mechanic, which is the one where there is an instant or sorcery attached to a creature. So you can cast the creature just for its regular casting cost, or you can cast that instant or sorcery on the bottom left-hand corner of it, then exile that card and then cast the creature later.
Yeah, the creature's going on a little adventure.
It's having a little adventure.
I love that they're going to give us little tokens that say on an adventure, so you can put your card there and wait for it to come back.
So good.
I think that's really cute.
So good. And then finally, food.
Food tokens are a thing now. They are an artifact and you can crack them to gain 3 life.
Yes.
And other cards care about food tokens as well. I played a little bit with the Brawl decks that they released on Arena, and there was a Golgari creature that cared. If you sacrificed 2 food tokens, you got to draw a card.
Ah,
so that's
I like
other
that quite
uses.
A bit.
Yes.
So moving on, as you said, big news about where we're going next. We know the next 4 sets.
I'm so excited. So this was announced on a special stream on twitch.tv/magic last week. And the first one they announced, Theros Beyond Death.
We've been saying it for months and now we know it to be true.
Yes!
We going back to Theros.
I'm so excited. Number one, we called it. Number two, I'm excited.
Yes.
And we get to go to the underworld this time around.
Hello, Elspeth. Where are you? What you been up to?
She's hanging out down there.
100%. I'm very excited for like an Elspeth journeying through the underworld-centric set.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
She's definitely going to be Orzhov colors now.
Ooh.
Don't you think? I mean, once you've been to the underworld
probably.
For a while, you kind of can't avoid the black mana.
Yeah, that's probably true. Then we have Ikoria, Lair of Behemoths in Spring 2020.
Yes, this one sounds super exciting. You get to play and make monsters in this set. And Mark Rosewater said making monsters is one of the craziest mechanics we've made in quite a while.
Yeah, and people are speculating, is this going to be something that looks kind of like Meld?
Yeah, that's what was my first thought.
Back on our return to Innistrad recently.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's that going to be like?
I don't know. It reminds me kind of the Unset too, Unstable.
Oh yeah, people were saying maybe it's going to be kind of like Host and Augment.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
Ooh.
Then we have Core Set 2021, which comes out in summer 2020.
Yes, and this is what they said on the release video. They're like, hey, if you like Teferi, you're going to love this set.
And no one raised their hands.
Hey, do you like Teferi? Cricket, 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 cricket.
You know, poor Teferi.
No, it's not his fault. It's just that we've been so Teferi saturated the past few standards.
We are Teferi saturated. We are a Teferi sponge.
Yeah.
But the sponge cannot soak up any more Teferi.
We're going to say goodbye to Big T coming here with a new release of Throne of Eldraine, but we still got Little T, who's very powerful
running around.
And standard.
Yep. Yeah. Last up, we have Zendikar Rising coming in fall 2020. No Eldrazi. They say this is more of a return to the original Zendikar adventure world.
Which is interesting because we have never played Zendikar.
No.
Where there were no Eldrazi.
I know.
So it's going to be a whole new world.
Very exciting.
Without any big spaghetti monsters.
A whole new world. with no spaghetti monsters.
I don't know if I'm sad about that or no happy about that.
No one with loopy arms. Anyways.
Just some charm from Nyssa and some full art lands for you, I assume.
Yeah,
it,
I hope.
It is Zendikar after all.
It is Zendikar. The pre-release for Throne of Eldraine is coming.
Yay! I love watching the pre-release. Our friends over at Loading Ready Run inviting some content creators to come up there and play the new set before anybody else.
That's happening Friday, September 20th over at twitch.tv/loadingreadyrun. Starts at 11 a.m. Pacific. We would try and tell you what time that is for you, but we'll definitely get it wrong.
I would get it wrong if I was telling you what time it was for me.
So they're having special guests Pleasant Kenobi, cosplayer Olivia Gobert Hicks, Jamie Topples, a prolific streamer, and Daniel Holt, a graphic designer for WotC.
What a great crew.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I thought you were
going
to say what a great name Daniel Holt is. It does sound like if you were naming a person in the military in a Captain America film.
Daniel Holt to the
Captain
front of the line.
Holt.
Yeah, Captain Holt reporting for duty.
Anyways, GP Indianapolis happened this past weekend. It was Team Modern.
Yes, congratulations to Muhammad Kadi, Joseph Karani, and Kevin Brown for taking the whole thing down with Wurza, Jeskai, Stoneblade, and Burn.
For people wondering, is there going to be a deck with Stoneforge Mystic? You know, it looks like maybe there is.
Yeah, last week, Obzon Stoneforge was all the hotness on the internet. And now Jeskai Stoneforge, Stoneblade, making its name in the modern sphere.
You know, I have seen some very different takes about this.
Absolutely.
On Twitter. I saw a lot of people being like, I'm so relieved when my opponent plays a turn two Stoneforge Mystic because they didn't do anything relevant.
But,
I mean, I've seen it.
I believe it.
But here we also see it. Winning that tournament, so who knows?
All right, Modern, A Brave New World once again happening there, especially with some cards from Throne of Eldraine that were released recently. So if you're into brewing, get your brewing hats on. Coming up next, Li Shitian wins the MPL Sapphire Division Core Split, defeating Matt Nass in the finals, earning himself a bye into Day 2 of Mythic Championship 5.
Very cool. They were playing, and by they, I mean
everybody.
Everybody. All of those MPL
all
competitors.
All the top four.
We're playing Kethys Combo.
Yes, and if you haven't seen this deck in Standard, wipe off your eyes and take a look. I'm going to put the deck up on screen if you're watching the video version.
It is something else.
It is different.
So this uses Kethys. I don't even remember.
The Hidden Hand.
That's right. Which says that you can exile two legendary cards in your graveyard, and then you can cast legendary cards in your graveyard.
Yeah.
All of the cards remaining in your graveyard, you can cast them that turn. It's absurd. It uses Diligent Excavator to mill yourself a whole bunch. And then depending on how you want to win, mill your opponent or find your Jace and mill yourself until you win the game.
Yeah.
It's
a bizarre concoction.
It is wild to watch and also exhausting to watch.
It is exhausting and also exhausting to play, but pretty fun if you like playing combo decks. And it's also super powerful.
Oh, it's
wild.
This
deck is really good.
I watched it win on turn 4.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes on turn 4 and consistently on turn 5.
Yes.
Like if they got to turn 5, it's just like, okay, it's over.
This deck's a real deal.
Unsurprising that we see Li Shitian and Matt Nass in the finals for that.
100%.
Two combo masters.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt plays combo just as well as he pulls on his basketball shorts every morning.
Oh, Maria. Next up, Magic 2020 Standard on Arena is on. That means that you can already start piloting decks. Obviously, we don't have Throne of Eldraine cards yet on there, but you can start looking at what will decks maybe look like after rotation.
Yeah, and you can play decks only with cards from Guilds of Ravnica, Ravnica Allegiance, War of the Spark, the 2020 core set, and any cards. There's a few Eldraine cards you can play,
the ones
that you won in the Brawl event. If you played the Brawl event this past week, you won Eldraine cards, some uncommons as rewards for winning games in that event.
Oh, nice.
So you can play with those. So I think it's pretty cool to get kind of a preview of what Standard's going to look like. And also, if you need to level up your mastery tree as we get closer and closer to the end date for that, every 2 wins gets you 200 XP. So that means 5 of those will net you 1 level on your mastery pass.
All right. Maria, keeping you abreast of what's happening with that mastery pass.
I'm just
How's those cat wings coming?
Working my way up to those cat wings. I'm so close. I think I'm level 77.
Wow.
And I get them at level 80.
Dang.
So I will be doing this. Well, there you go. That's all the magic news you need this week. Head to patreon.com/glhfmagic to throw us a little love.